escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
One of the reasons I love this industry and working here is that nobody tells you what you can or can't say. During all the election interference stuff, there was pressure that I heard other stations, friends who work in other markets, say that they had been pressured to not talk about, you know, the fraudulent elector stuff. And we were never told that. I mean, we have to watch out for lawsuits just like everybody else. I mean, Fox was hit pretty hard by some of that stuff. But it's held in such high regard by at least my bosses that, you know, this is free press. You have a free opinion. We're not going to tell you what or what you cannot say. So I like to point out when there is suppression happening. Free Press, a media group financed by liberal billionaire George Soros, quote, is looking to incorporate global pressure to push big tech platforms to juice their censorship operations before this election, the 2024 U.S. presidential election, according to the Media Research Center, MRC. This is a Fox News report. And I wanted to point it out because as tech becomes more and more a part of our lives, you know, there are people who will not fully censor sometimes, but they will move things in certain directions, which is a form of censorship. And then sometimes it's outright censorship. Other than Elon Musk, this would be the same situation as it was last election and the one before that. But, you know, at least now people are aware of it.
There is, unseen by most, an underworld. A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
The Biden administration is expanding government-funded health care coverage to certain immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally. Let me rephrase that. The Biden administration is, without Congress, expanding government-funded health care coverage to illegal immigrants. Caveat, these are only children. Now, this is one of those that in a perfect world, or even a somewhat perfect world, or at least we're trying to be perfect world, which we're not, I would look at this and go, you know what, I may disagree with the policy, but I understand the heart behind it. This White House, though, has no heart behind it. Everything that they're doing is for themselves to stay in the White House or in Congress. So it's gross because everything that they do, you already don't trust. So even if they're trying to do something for the right reasons, you have to assume they're doing it for the wrong reasons because they mainly are. So this is the Affordable Care Act, of course, Obamacare. They're expanding this to DACA, for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is what that stands for. How they're able to do this, I don't know, because DACA, if you remember, Obamacare, had to be passed by Congress. You can't just unilaterally change the law. But, I mean, this is where we are. You just do whatever you want. You're the president. You're just going to do it. And then the courts, somebody's going to have to sue you. And the court's going to go, yeah, you're right. You can't just do that. And in the process, you will have added, you know, let's see if it says 800,000 people to the list. And then what's going to happen to them? And then you're a monster for taking them off because you did the website. Are you because you did the lawsuit? All this stuff is just amazing. And I almost take a step back even from there and say, why is the government involved in healthcare at all? You know, back to the 2008 debate, we've all just come to accept that, well, that's just the way it is. Why is the government involved in healthcare? This is a privately funded market that the government basically took over. Not entirely. They didn't kick out all those big money people because they need those big money people to fund their campaigns. But they did add their big money into the mix to subsidize the big money people, right? Because if you're too poor and you get on Obamacare, who's paying for that? Taxpayers are paying for that. And I go back to, remember the Olympics that were held in Great Britain not too long ago? I don't remember what year that was, but what stood out to me was their opening ceremony where they're like, well, what's uniquely British? As every nation does, you know, China held one. Whatever nation is holding one, they show what's unique about their culture in their opening ceremony. And usually they're kind of neat. They're way over the top and a little bit gaudy, but they are, you know, a nice performance. Britain, what they choose to show you to the rest of the world, here's what we're so great at, we're so proud of. Not Big Ben, nothing like that, London fog, whatever. They chose to wheel people around in hospital beds and have them as part of some show. You know, they were wheeling people in circles and, you know, doing a dance with patients in hospital beds and nurses pushing the beds around. It was bizarre. Do you remember that for the Olympics? Wish I knew what year that was offhand. But it always stuck with me because that's what they were saying they were so proud of was their health care, their universal health care. So you're a step into communism there. And I'm not trying to just throw out these words. If a community comes together and says, we want to support everybody with this one thing, whatever it is. So we understand that some people can't pay for this and other people could afford this and more. So we're going to all come together and pay for everybody to have the same thing. That's community-driven economics, a.k.a. communism. That's what it is. So when that happens and it's voluntary, it's actually very beautiful. In the book of Acts, the Christians of the first century were doing this of their own volition. And that's the key phrase, isn't it? It was their choice to do this. Right now, all you have to get is 51% or thereabouts of the people to vote that the 49% have to pay for their health care and they're coerced into doing it. So that's the wrong way to do it, because if you have roughly half of the people, or even a large percent, it doesn't have to be half, let's say it's 25% of the people who are coerced into doing these things, they're not going to be happy about that. It has to be a choice for it to truly work, because there's no accountability. And that's the big flaw in the system, is not just the people that don't want to do it who are being forced to do it. It's that when it gets that big, people aren't participating in it willingly, and so they aren't doing it for good reasons. They're doing it because they're forced to do it. And when they're forced, there's a lot less accountability, there's a lot less heart in it, and there's a lot less, I mean, I hate to use these words, but it's true, there's a lot less love in it. And so you're doing it, a lot of people are doing it for the wrong reasons, and therefore the system is just not set up for that. And so it falls, but it doesn't all fall at once. You know, it starts to fall in ways like this. Did you know that in Great Britain, while everybody does have health insurance is really what we're talking about, not just health care. Because in America, everybody has health care as well. It's just a matter of, do they have insurance? Well, they kind of do now with Obamacare if they want it. But in Great Britain, they call it universal health care because everybody has the same insurance, except for one group of people. You know who has a different insurance on top of that one? Rich people, or even mildly rich people. Because if you talk to anybody in Great Britain who has any money, they're going to buy supplemental insurance because they know the regular insurance sucks. So if it were actually that good, then, and they were that proud of it, why would you want to buy more? Or why would you want to buy a different type of insurance to cover what's not covered? Well, because you have doctors who you can get into who will see you if you have this higher tier of coverage, but not if you just have the regular, because they're so fed up with all the red tape. And this is happening in the United States now, too. It's just happening a little slower. They're ahead of us in that sense, the progressiveness of Great Britain. But we're having doctors now, you've probably experienced this, that are dropping out of health insurance entirely because the process is such a rat race that they're like, look, I didn't get into medicine to do paperwork. I did know that I'd have to do some, but I didn't know I'd have to do this much. And then they end up just fighting with insurances much more than they're doing what they're supposed to do, that they just drop it. And so guess what? Guess who can get into those people? Money. If you have money, if you're rich, or if you're even mildly rich, you can get into these doctors who are just dropping out of the system entirely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.